Hello, I'm Guillermina Gonzalez, Executive Director of the Delaware Arts Alliance, your host for today. And with us we have Michael Jancy and Kevin McAllister from the GTL Education Foundation. They are part of the board of directors and very much involved in strengthening communities in a variety of ways. So the reason for today's invitation, and thanks again for having the chance and making a spot on your busy agendas, because this is clearly coming up, you are bringing Ailey to the art of healing. Alvin Ailey, as you know, is a very well-known dance company, and we're going to be very fortunate to have them here in Wilmington very soon. I'm not going to go the detail and give the details because we have both of them here. Welcome again to the show.
Thank you. Thank you for having us, Dr. Gonzalez.
And happy to have you guys. And let's go into the details because I'm so excited. I was taking a look to the videos. They look fantastic.
Sure.
So many accomplished dancers. My gosh, it's just, we're going to be so fortunate. So let's go with you first. How about that?
Absolutely. So again, my name is Kevin McAllister, and I am the vice president and program lead for this Ailey to the Art of Healing, which mm-hmm. will be presented at the Grand Opera House on Friday, October 28th mm-hmm. at 7:30 p.m. Mm-hmm. And it's being presented by, again, the Gamma Theta Lambda Education Foundation Incorporated. Mm-hmm. And we are just very, very pleased to be able to present Ailey to again to the Delaware community. Mm-hmm. We previously did this in November of 2014, mm-hmm. and we are sponsoring their engagement and exposure to Delaware once again.
There you go. And Michael, your take on that, because you and I have been exchanging emails with the hopes of making this happening, and I'm so happy that you were able to make a spot on your agendas. Tell me your take on that, and perhaps touching on why the GTL Education Foundation is so interested in doing so.
Well, first off, the opportunity to bring a company like Ailey to right. Delaware is just mm-hmm. outstanding. Mm-hmm. As you stated before, there's lots of talented dancers in the group mm-hmm. and the history that goes along with the organization and mm-hmm. the esteem. And mm-hmm. it adds to the arts quality of the arts programming that mm-hmm. we're bringing to Delaware in, mm-hmm. in whole with everybody else is bringing programs here.
Right.
Ailey is unique. It's very rare that something like that comes across in Delaware. Mm-hmm. And it also helps us as an organization achieve our mission.
Mm-hmm. And for those who are not aware of Ailey, particularly Ailey 2, is known for merging the spirit and energy of the country's best young dance talent with the passion and creative vision of today's most outstanding emerging choreographers. So it combines not only behind the scenes, but in front of the scenes, so to speak.
Absolutely.
Which is a rare situation happening, and most importantly, a unique situation for Delaware to have these outstanding dancers. Well, you touched on the Gamma Theta Lambda Education Foundation mission. Would you like to share what that mission is all about and how that relates to the arts somewhere? Kevin, you want to go with that one?
Sure, absolutely. So our foundation was founded in 2000, and it is devoted to the leadership development and social and personal development mm-hmm. of our youth and young adults here in Delaware. Okay. And we do that through various programs like our Leadership Development Institute and also mentoring and coaching, mm-hmm. helping our young people to matriculate into college. And then one of the programs that we also have is we have an annual scholarship. Mm-hmm. So it's really kind of three thrusts that we use. We use mm-hmm. leadership development, we use personal and social development, and then we also do sponsorship. So we're able to put our money where our mouth is when helping young people.
Which is always important to be coherent. Right?
Absolutely. And so how does Ailey 2 fit in? So it's really very aligned with our mission. Number one, Ailey 2 really highlights young adult talent. Mm-hmm. And we want to be able to show our young people that, you know, you may not have grown up in the best circumstances, but that you can rise above your circumstances and travel the world. Mm-hmm. Many of these Ailey dancers did not come from great backgrounds, mm-hmm. but they used their talents in order to really show how phenomenal they can be. Mm-hmm. And Also, so some people may think, oh, well, I'm not a dancer, so Ailey 2 doesn't matter to me. But mm-hmm. what we want to show our young people is that you don't necessarily have to be the dancer. You can be the stage manager. You can be the costume designer. Mm-hmm. You can be the overall artistic director. Mm-hmm. And with your talents, you can latch on to something like the legacy of Alvin Ailey and mm-hmm. travel the world.
Mm-hmm. So it's opening up new horizons for people who might not have a different role model.
Absolutely.
To relate to.
That's exactly what it is. And so, you know, this is open not only to students of dance and parents, but this is what we are considering a family event.
Okay.
And we want to be able to market it as such so that the families can understand how important this is to exposure and access to our youth and young adults. And also, this really highlights one of the crown jewels that we have in Wilmington, which is the historic Grand Opera House.
Right.
And so many people have not had access to the Grand for various reasons, mm-hmm. but some people don't think that the Grand is a place for them. Mm-hmm. And we want to show them that this is a venue that is for you and that you should at all times feel comfortable and have full access to enjoying programming that people like and entities like the GTL Education Foundation bring mm-hmm. to Wilmington. Mm-hmm.
And you're making me think, Kevin, for various reasons. In the most recent National Endowment for the Arts Survey of Public Arts Participation, typically minorities, African Americans, Latinos, and the likes, do not experience or do not attend as much as they should. And dance is particularly one of those disciplines that, for some reason, people do not relate to that so fully. And probably they should, to your point.
Mm-hmm.
But the portion that gets my attention is for you to indicate that it's not just about becoming dancers. They can also become the emerging choreographers that they are here also presenting. So it's a combination of various factors that go very well with your mission, right? Michael, what do you think about that?
Yeah, it goes along with our mission and also presenting the program, because the program is a fundraiser for the organization.
Okay.
And, you know, just by that, it's helping us to achieve mm-hmm. our objectives mm-hmm. to increase the number of students who continue their education beyond high school, decrease the number of high school dropouts, and reduce the number of unplanned teen pregnancy, mm-hmm. and all while promoting civic responsibility. So, you know, we're bringing an arts program here, mm-hmm. but it also serves a dual purpose. And when we said helping us achieve our mission.
Yeah, it's a win-win mission. It's about promoting both things at the same time. And certainly for the Grand Opera House, they have a very diverse programming, but this is probably a different kind of programming because it serves two purposes, which is terrific. Now, talking about artistry, are you guys artists yourselves?
So I'm a singer. I grew up in the church singing, and I also play the piano and the trumpet. So music has always been in my my life and my family and my
not
background.
A dancer.
Not publicly.
Well, that's okay. How about you, Michael?
Well, I sing my best in the shower and in the car with the windows rolled up. So
I'm with you on that one. We belong to the same group. We belong to the same group. That's okay. But in your case, Kevin, you see the connection and how that might be of help to different communities. So mm-hmm. how has been helping you, personally speaking, having the arts present in your life?
So the arts is actually very much tied to education and discipline.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's what a lot of people sometimes miss, is that they think it is very qualitative. Mm-hmm. But the arts can be very quantitative. It helps mm-hmm. with higher level thinking skills, mm-hmm. math concepts, counting, hand-eye coordination.
Mm-hmm.
And as a young person, and even with infants, that's very important to their growth.
Mm-hmm.
So the arts really can begin and should begin at a very young age.
Mm-hmm.
And it helps really to show that discipline to be able to study. Mm-hmm. And that translates over not only to, you know, your classroom, but to your work ethic.
Mm-hmm.
And then it broadens your horizons to the community.
Mm-hmm. Indeed. And before I continue, let me re-engage with the audience to let them know that you're listening into News Talk 1450 WILM and 1410 WDOV for the Delaware State of the Arts Radio Show. Today we have Michael Jansi and Kevin McAllister, president and member of the GTL, which is the Gamma Theta Lambda Education Foundation, who are bringing Ailey to the Art of Healing to the Grand Opera House on October 28th, which is a Friday at 7:30 p.m. for those interested. And now that I'm mentioning that, maybe refreshing people's memories. Michael, when are they're coming? How can they get tickets? If you want to mention that this is also a fundraiser, maybe for those who want to know a little bit more about this.
But tickets are currently on sale at the Grand Opera House box office.
Okay.
And they can either go to the box office in person, they can go to the box office website and order online. They can even call by telephone. Mm-hmm. But to get more information about our organization and about, you know, acquiring tickets and the programs that are out there, they can go to our website, which is, you know, www.gtledf.org.
Mm-hmm. So it's easy in the worst case scenario, because that's what I was doing yesterday, is Ailing 2 and the Art of Healing, or Ailing 2. And then you can learn about Alvin Ailey, the company, and Alvin 2, Ailey 2, I'm sorry, which is the young dancers and the young choreographers, emerging choreographers, which is even a more beautiful story, I would say, because that connects a lot more with the mission of your organization and how you are trying to make a change. Right. With individuals that might not have these role models, which is something that connects very well. That's a point of unity, I would have to say, Kevin, in terms of how that connects with the Latino community, I would say. Because in occasions, the lack of role models that people can relate to, that are away from the typical football player, the hip-hop singer, and things like that, which is all fine and good, but there's some alternatives that people probably should be paying attention to, don't you think?
Absolutely, I think so, and that's an excellent point, because many times we may think, just because of the media presence, that we can only find role models in professional sports or in hip-hop music or in music in general, but there can be, and there are, absolutely role models in other areas. And the visual and performing arts can be one of those places where our youth and our young adults can find role models. And even our parents can find positive role models to help our students to understand that they have options. You know, and then that ties into the theme, the art of healing. You know, with a lot of the unrest that we have in the United States currently, and even in our cities in Delaware, the arts allows us an opportunity to heal, to come together for a night and really be able to appreciate the human condition and really come together as a community. And so Alvin Ailey saw that vision when he started the Ailey Dance Company, and his legacy has lived through this and has really promoted this over the years. And we are just so fortunate, number one, to have the type of educational foundation to be able to sponsor and present this, but then to be able to expose our community. You know, a lot of times with programming, our community has to go to Atlantic City or Philadelphia or Washington, D.C. And that's all fine, but it's excellent when we can have programming that's right here in our backyards that we can enjoy and know that Delaware has the type of market and has the type of environment where we can bring these types of programs to our local community. And it's accessible.
That's an excellent point. When I first moved to Delaware, I thought I'm going to be going to Philadelphia every single weekend. And I was always, I was panicking, to be honest with you. Well, after almost 15 years, has not happened. I go to Philly and some other places when I feel like it. But to your point, Kevin, is not necessary. You don't actually need to do that. We have so much talent in-house, particularly Wilmington and the rest of the state, because clearly we have an offering, arts offering, that is unparalleled to many other cities. So But going back to your point, you made me think about something that is very important to talk about, which is how can we bring communities together? And in looking at the videos yesterday when I was researching about this program, how can you put color to beauty? How can you put color to, you know, the shapes, the forms, the artistry? You begin looking at these beautiful dancers with so perfect forms and many different ways of expressing themselves. You end up forgetting that they actually have a color.
Absolutely.
Right?
Absolutely.
It's like you begin forgetting about that and you begin celebrating the beauty of the human shape,
mm-hmm.
the beauty of these dancers, the beauty of the choreography, the beauty of so many different things. And to your point, Kevin, and probably you want to elaborate a little bit more about that, being an artist. How art can bring people together in a time where it doesn't seem possible.
Mm-hmm. So again, yes, absolutely. The arts does bring people together. And I feel that the arts can be colorblind. You know, it can bring people from different ethnicities, different backgrounds, and different experiences together to enjoy the pure art form,
mm-hmm.
whether that be in music, whether it be in symphony, whether that be with Ailey 2 and modern dance.
Mm-hmm.
It is an excellent opportunity mm-hmm. for us to come together. And, you know, when I get on the stage, I remember back in November of 2014,
okay.
and I greeted the audience and welcomed them to Alvin Ailey, who had not been to Wilmington in over 15 years. The beauty of the different hues and the different skin tones and the different people mm-hmm. that made up the Grand Opera House, there were over 900 community members at that performance. And to really? See how beautiful mm. Wilmington and Delaware and our community was really awe-dropping for me to be on stage and to look out over the audience and in the balcony, and also to see our youth. And that's one of the things that we wanted to
right.
do. One of our goals this year
mm-hmm.
is to double the amount of youth that were at the performance in November of 2014, because that's how important having that impact on our youth is to the foundation.
Indeed. And before I forget, maybe there's individuals that are listening to the radio show right now and might want to get in contact with you to expand the idea that you're relating to. Would you like to share your point of your information so people connect with you independently of the Alvin to the Art of Healing, which is happening, by the way, let me just refresh people's memories, on October 28th at 7:30, tickets at the Grand Opera House. So in order to connect with you, Michael, tell us how people can do that and where.
Well, it's easy. I mentioned our website before.
Mm-hmm.
Everything uses the letters, the acronym for our name,
mm-hmm.
which is GTLEDF, Gamma Theta Lambda Education Foundation. So
mm-hmm.
the website is gtledf.org.
Mm-hmm.
We're on social media.
Mm-hmm.
We have a Facebook page.
Mm-hmm.
We have an Instagram page and a Twitter handle. And you can find all of them
so
using the
same acronym.
So
you cannot miss that.
You cannot miss us. We're all over Facebook.
Right.
Accessible.
Well, there you go. You are savvy on how to connect with people these days.
We have to be.
Right?
We have to meet the people where they are.
You got it.
Take
that,
the message to them.
Hey, listen, whatever it takes, right?
Whatever it takes.
Yes.
Now, plans for the future. Now, particularly from the arts perspective, will you continue with this bringing LV2? Are there plans in the making that you would like to share?
So we are now in our planning phase for future performances with this company, because we want this to be a staple in our Delaware community. And we also try to bring different genres and art forms.
Mm-hmm.
Just this past June, we had a comedy show featuring Nephew Tommy from the nationally syndicated Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Mm.
So that was an excellent excellent. So we are always, number one, looking for new and different genres to bring and to promote to our community. Mm-hmm. But also, one thing that you kind of alluded to is the partnerships. So we don't want to be an island, and we know that there are a lot of people doing a lot of great programming in Delaware. Mm-hmm. We are very open to partnering with various organizations mm-hmm. in order to raise the level of exposure and access to our community. Mm-hmm. And so the board of directors is always looking for potential partners to look at programming so that we can make even a more profound impact on our community.
Reason for people to connect, because nowadays the name of the game is collaboration, collaboration, and collaboration, that by the same token saves money.
Yes.
It's not just about, collaborating, but it brings a lot of things all together, right? So before we run out of time, please refresh people's memories, Michael, if you will, in terms of ALI 2, the Art of Healing, when, where, how.
ALI 2, the Art of Healing, will be at the Wilmington Grand Opera House Friday, October 28th. The performance starts at 7:30 p.m.
Okay.
Tickets can be purchased at the Grand Opera House box office, at their website, and even by telephone by calling the Grand itself.
There you go. And there's only one day, so you know.
It's just one day.
So if you miss it, you missed it.
One thing I'd like to comment before we're out of time is when we presented ALI 2 years ago, the reception by the audience, like at the end of the performance, Kevin was talking about when he was on stage welcoming the group, but at the end of the group, the response that we got from the audience, like the cheers, the screams, the claps, like the company couldn't even get off stage because of the ovations that the audience
gave. That is good to know. Really, what did they tell you? Give me a comment that people tell you that got your attention and Kevin, you too.
People were saying things like, thank goodness you brought this program here. We don't get this kind of thing here in Delaware. And they were very appreciative of the fact of being able to have the opportunity to attend a program like that in their hometown.
And after a very tiring weekend, one community member came up to me and she said, what's next? I'm ready for more. And so
that was terrific. And with that, I have to say thank you very much for a fantastic radio program. You have to come back and share future news.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.